morning, church. Our Bible reading comes from the book of Kings, 1 Kings 10, chapter 1, chapter 10, verse 1. It's about Queen of Sheba who visited Solomon. It reads, "When the Queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon and his relation to the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. Arriving in Jerusalem with a very great caravan, with camels carrying spices, large quantities of gold, and precious stones, she came to Solomon and talked with him about all that she had on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was too hard for the king to explain to her. When the Queen of Sheba saw all the wisdom of Solomon and the palace he had built, the food of his table, the sitting of his officials, the attending servants in their robes, his cupbearers, and the burnt offering he made at the temple of the Lord, she was overwhelmed. She said to the king, 'The report I had in my own country about your achievements and the wisdom in is true, but I did not believe these things until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half was told me. In wisdom and wealth, you have far exceeded the report I heard. How happy your men must be, how happy your officials who continually stand before you and hear your wisdom. Praise be the Lord, your God, who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you king to maintain justice and righteousness.' And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, large quantities of spices, and precious stones. Never again were so many spices brought in as those the Queen of Sheba gave the king, to the King Solomon." May God bless his name.
Thank you.
Morning, church. Morning, church. You are in the right place, so smile. Say to the person sitting next to you, "The Lord loves you." Just to correct what my wife has just said, some of you might think I was a minister since 2001. No, I was a church member here. I only have been a minister from 2012. So, nothing wrong with that, Jania. You were right, but some people might think I've been a minister since then. Okay. I wish. But anyway, we are in the right place. Any people who like football in here? Lift up your hand if you like football. Chelsea, Man United, Arsenal, Liverpool, West Ham, Spurs, the list goes on. Why am I saying this to you? I was glued on the TV last week. I'm a football fanatic, but unfortunately I don't have a team that I support. I love watching football. Last night, one of my visitors was actually speaking of football, and these questions were, "Hey, which team do you support?" I said to myself, if only knew that he's on my service tomorrow. Shut up. But he wouldn't stop. He carried on. "Oh, football, you like this?" "No, this is my service. Shut up." As I was watching Champions League throughout the week, one by one, the English teams were being eliminated. First was Liverpool. Next was Chelsea. Next was Man United, Arsenal. And the last one was Man City. Everton is still in. It's not Champions League. My heart was cold. So I said to myself, is there something that we should do as football managers so that the game that we play in our country can improve? So I thought to myself, our managers should go abroad and spy on those teams on how they play. Maybe we will change our way of playing. With that in mind, I thought my sermon this morning will have a theme, life is a story. Change it. Tony, may I have this theme on the screen, please? Life is a story. Change it. I'm not saying your wife or your husband, your brother, or your parents should change it. I only said life is a story. Change it. End of story. No one can say they cannot do it, as you will hear. This morning, the story of Queen of Sheba that has been read to us. When I was reading that story, it says she came from afar. But you know, these days we preach to a lot of educated people who want the right information. So I researched, even on the internet, I went there and found out she was from afar. Some commentators say she was from Yemen. Some say she was maybe from the region of Ethiopia, near the Mediterranean Sea. But I also went to the Bible. In the book of Acts, we hear of the eunuch who was going to Jerusalem and he met Philip on the way. The Bible says she was a eunuch of the queen of Ethiopia. So being a Bible believer, I said to myself, that's the information that I want. So for those of you who are so inquisitive to see and read for themselves, you can go on www.ethiopiantreasures.co.uk. You'll find the information that I've been talking about. But my point this morning is a life-changing game. I've already told you, life is a story. Change it. But the way you change it, it's up to you. The Queen of Sheba's story is an intriguing story. Clever people in the secular world have even made a movie on it. I haven't watched it, but when I saw the clip on it, it says it was actually done in 1959. The story of Queen of Sheba, you need to see it yourself and see what happened in those days. But now, going back to Queen of Sheba, when she got to Solomon's palace, she had heard stories about Solomon. Some of you maybe this morning in here, they've heard stories about me. Whether they were good or bad, keep them to yourselves, but you've heard about me. Am I right? So, Queen of Sheba, she also heard about Solomon. She was a queen. So, in relationship with queen and king, the setup is the same. So, this morning as well, the setup for those who believe or are in the same religion with me is the same. We have same churches. But there's one thing that is creeping in those people who believe in Jesus Christ. They are all in their comfort zones. They forget when they go to church, who are they for in the church? Some people have turned the church to be a club. Church is not a club. So Queen of Sheba, she thought, I'm a queen. I've got the servants, I've got everything, I've got riches. So let me go and see this Solomon, whom I have heard about. So she went to Solomon. And when she got to Solomon, there's something that she discovered. It was Solomon's relationship with his God. Amen. So how is your relationship with your God this morning? Are you coming to church because it's what I always do on Sunday? Or it's because it's what my parents are always forcing me to? Those from where I come from, my parents forced me till I was a teenager to go to church. Whether I liked it or not, my parents forced me. By the time they let go, I was a teenager. I'd already decided for myself. So I'm still believing up today. So, we want to take this notion out of people and out of the young people. When you come to the house of God, you come to worship. So when Queen of Sheba went to Solomon, she discovered a lot of things. She looked around. Maybe you've had people coming to your house. They are visiting your house for the first time. You are trying to talk to them. Their eyes are all over your house. The whole idea is to compare your house and theirs. There's always one thing that comes up tops. It's always they say, mine is better than yours. Or theirs is better than you. You see? So Queen of Sheba, she looked around. She had everything in her palace as well. But what surprised her was the relationship of Solomon with his God. Life is a story. Change it. So from that time, her story changed. As you will hear as we go along. But today, my question to you is, how is your relationship with God? Life is a story. It needs to be changed. But Queen of Sheba, as she was seeing all these things around, she said, I've brought you spices. I've brought you gold. I've brought you precious stones. For you to get gold, you know how much labor is involved. To have a gram of gold, a lot of labor is involved. But the amount of gold Queen Sheba brought to Solomon is quite a lot. When I was growing up, Jania and myself, we used to go be gold traders. We know what's involved. The gold panners, what they go through when they come to you to sell that gold. And now look at the amount that Queen of Sheba brought to Solomon. After she had seen the relationship of Solomon and his God, she changed her life. So her life was changed. I remember there's a story of Jesus. There's a certain man in the book of Luke. His servant was not feeling well. So he had heard about Jesus. Like Queen of Sheba. He had heard about Solomon. So this centurion heard about Jesus. And the servant was sick. So he came to Jesus and said, my servant is not feeling well. Can you send a message to the Savior to come and treat her? Because this man had faith. Jesus didn't even get to the place where the little girl was. He just said, go, all will be well. Life changer. Life changer. Life is a story. Change it. By the time he got home, the little girl was well. And Jesus commented, I've never seen anyone with such faith in Israel. Without the Lord coming, he said, no, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. Just say it. And Jesus said it. When he got home, the little girl was well. So life is a story. Change it. But how you change it, I don't know. It's a different story. The Bible says, as though we change our life, there's something that we must do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And what happens to other things? They will be added unto you. I believe in this Bible. Queen of Sheba, she went there. And when she saw the relationship of Solomon and his God, all other things were added unto her. It says in verse 13 there, Solomon, actually, well, you have given me these things. I've got more things than what you have given me. Solomon gave her loads of stuff because she had God at the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. They were added to the Queen of Sheba as she left Solomon's place. The Bible says, when she got to the palace, she saw how the officials were sitting, how they were coming to the table. Maybe they were dressed in nice costumes. And there was order in palace. So she copied what she had seen in the palace. The same applies as well. When you go to a different church, you look at how they do their things. Usually the front seats are always left empty. People don't want to sit in the front. Maybe they think the minister is going to ask them questions. So like here, The front seats are open. So anyone who wants to come sit, there's space up front. But I want to tell you one thing. Not that I'm inviting you to come to our church, but that's fine. That's all right. The Baptist denomination, that's the only denomination that teaches their believers to swim. No other denomination teach their congregants to swim. Why am I saying so? We are a prophetic people. We are a sacrificial people. We are a worshiping people. We are an inclusive people. We are a mission people. That's where the swim comes from. So you are in the right place. You are going to be taught how to swim. I know. There's always this tendency that, oh, my church is better than the other one. We are all worshiping the one God, the one Jesus. Amen? So this is what Queen Sheba, when she got to Solomon, she discovered that there was only one God, the true God. Hence, she changed her life. Life is a story. You need to change it. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, God has given us a lot. But you know what spoils us? We are greedy. Including myself, who is speaking right now. People are greedy. When you get one glass of water, you want two. If you have two, you want three. Yeah? But Jesus says, come to me, all those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you are burdened, Christ is saying, come to me. But we don't do that. We always carry our heavy loads. I'm reminded of a story of a young man. He jumped in a lift carrying his heavy load. When he got in the car, he didn't put the load down. He was still carrying it. And the driver looked on the view mirror and said, young man, are you okay? He said, yes, I'm all right. He said, put your suitcase down because you're in the car. This is what most people do. Christ is inviting us to come and offload all that we have. And he will give us rest. But we don't. Solomon in the book of Proverbs 30 verse 8, he says this, keep falsehood and lies from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Amen. This morning, with the story of Queen of Sheba, I want to remind parents in here this morning, we dedicated mommy in front of the church, and you have all vowed to help to bring her in a right way, in a right manner. But there's one point I want to raise. I was watching on YouTube the other day. There's a little girl who comes there on YouTube. She's complaining that she's missing her parents. Though she lives with them, they're hardly there for her. It's either mommy is on the iPad, the father is on the laptop, or the other one is on the TV. When the child tries to get attention from one of them, the answer she gets is, I'm busy, go to mommy. When she gets to mommy, I'm busy, go to daddy. If that is happening in your household, life is a story. You need to change it. Children are no longer having that relationship with their parents. The bond has disappeared. Why has it disappeared? We are still carrying our loads, even we are in a lift. We are in a train. You're still carrying your load instead of putting it down because Christ said, bring it to me and I will give you rest. We dedicated mommy this morning. Are the parents going to look after mommy? Oh, they will be chasing shifts. I've been there. I know it. One day, I remember one time I was doing about four shifts in a week. Not at the same company, different companies. One day my wife was coming to pick me. I had finished work at the hospital. I was sitting at the bus stop, and there was this bright sunshine coming towards my face, and I fell asleep. My wife was embarrassed with me because I was not getting enough time to rest because I was chasing shifts. So my brothers and sisters, especially those who are still having their families growing, you need time with your children, because before you realize, we are fighting. There is a demon in the world, this world we live in. Though there is Christ, some people don't know about Christ. The writer of this book The title is Stand Up and Fight. But you are fighting a Christian fight. Barry Austin, he writes in his book, he says, there is an evil spirit in the world today that we are fighting. Parents, families are divided in between themselves. Children don't know mother and father living together. The child minder has taken over the family. They take the child minder, and then mommy is going to work. When mommy is coming back, father is going away. They never see father and mother together. So my advice is, when you go back from here, life is a story. Change it. Give your child one day where he see or her sees mom and dad together. Be it on a Sunday or a Saturday. Mommy and daddy together. Fight that demon. Because Christ is on your side. What are you going to do for this little girl? Life is a story. Change it. Queen of Sheba, when she got to the palace, she saw how Solomon was bestowed a blessing of wisdom. God had given her everything. But what about us? We are also given everything because Christ is there for us. But sometimes we forgot we belong to Christ. I am speaking of the living Christ who conquered death. Paul writes in Corinthians that death, oh, where is your sting? Because Christ has destroyed it. So the reason why we should also conquer death, he says this, John 1 chapter 3 verse 8. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil. Because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil. So the devil is destroyed. Fear no evil. You are not alone in whatever you do. Christ is our cornerstone. Christ is the one we believe in. Life is a story. Change it. Queen of Sheba, when she got to the palace, she saw how the attendants were actually attending to the king. And she learned one or two things. When she learned, she changed her life. God says to the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 8 verse 11, never forget my commands. The commands that I've told you today, always remember them. You have peace in your life. Sometimes maybe peace eludes us because we've forgotten the commands of God. What does God say for us to have peace? Love one another. I love that. God himself, he says, John 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only son. For whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So what do you say this morning? After hearing the Queen of Sheba, her life was changed. Are you going to change your story today? Are you going to change your life story because of what you have heard about Jesus? Jesus says in John 14 verse 27, peace I give to you. Peace, not as the world gives. Christ gives peace, which is different from the world gives. So Queen Sheba, when she went into the palace, Queen of Sheba, she saw that there was peace in the palace. And the Bible says she offered what she had. And Solomon said, I've got enough. But he took 120 talents resembles something new. 120 resembles something new. This is what she did on that day. She gave Solomon 120 talents. In other words, there was something new on that day. There's something new in your life today as well. Because of this story of Queen of Sheba. What are you going to do about your life? You have heard about Jesus for the first time. Or it's a repetition. It's now like a chorus in your mind. You no longer have that closeness with God. But when Queen of Sheba got to Solomon, she saw the difference. How Solomon and his God were related. Jesus is saying this morning, I'm standing at the door of your heart and knocking. Anyone who hears me and opens the door, I'll come in and dine with him. Don't you want Jesus to dine with you? If you do, life is a story. Change it. Queen of Sheba, after traveling for so many miles, and I think she took so many years to prepare for the journey, when she discovered that God her true relationship with Solomon. She changed her life story. With 120 talents, Queen of Sheba gave to Solomon. It was a sign of new things. Do you have new things in your life? When she got to the palace, she had questions to Solomon. They were all answered. This morning, if you've got any questions for Jesus, he will answer them for you. And your life will be a peaceful life. There won't be any stress in your life. Because Jesus says, bring your heavy loads to me and I'll give you rest. Maybe Jesus is knocking at your doorstep and you're not hearing the knock. I want to remind you, Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. He loves you. He wants you to change your life. He wants you to change the story of your life. Maybe today, because of the 120 talents, you're going to do something new today. But remember, life is a story. Change it. One of our local supermarkets has got that as their motto. Try something new today. Are you going to try something new? Let's pray together. Father God, you are such an awesome God. You speak to us in different ways. Father, it never occurred to me that this story of Queen of Sheba will one day be spoken here by your servant in front of your people. I never dreamt about it. But Lord, you knew about it. And the people who are here this morning, Lord, you knew them that they will be here today to dedicate money. But when they are preached to, they will hear about changing their lifestyle. Life is a story. Change it. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit will help us to change the lifestyle that we live. We pray that we'll change the way we worship you. We pray that Jesus will live in our hearts, not coming and going. Let that Holy Spirit come and live in each and everyone who has heard this message of Queen of Sheba. Thank you, Father. You sent your Son to come here to die for us. Now we are free. Father, we can't ask you to receive our closing hymn, which talks about the Lord Jesus, who left his throne up in heaven to come and save the human race. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving Adam's offsprings. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.